From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. As the calendar turns to November, many Americans are planning holiday cooking and shopping for gifts. Chad Smith has more on how consumers can use the holidays to support local farmers and ranchers.
As you plan your holiday cooking, baking, and gift giving, consider local farm products. Ryan McKay, an American Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Committee member, says shopping local leads to a number of benefits.
The first would be supporting local economies. It keeps the money within the community, benefiting local farmers and businesses. Next would be community connection. So engaging with local farms can create a sense of community and connection to the food that we eat. And by choosing local farm products, consumers can enjoy fresher, high-quality items while making a positive impact on their community and an environment.
Consumers looking to shop local this year have a variety of ways to do so.
Visiting farm stands and U-Pick farms, consumers get fresh produce while supporting local farmers financially. This can also be done at your local farmers market. Check with your local farm bureau, American Farm Bureau's American Farm Trail app for great resources to find and support your local farms. Buy local at the grocery stores. Many grocery stores actually feature sections dedicated to local products.
McKay encourages farmers who are interested in selling direct to consumers to start with the basics.
Online presence, establishing a professional website, and utilizing social media platforms can help farmers showcase their products. Regular updates about the available products, farm activities, and seasonal offerings can engage potential customers. Participating in local farmers markets allows producers to interact directly with consumers, provide samples, and educate them.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Herbicide and a clay shoot. More on that when we come back.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Last week, the EPA issued a final decision to approve Liberty Ultra, making it the first herbicide with a label for agronomic crops that follows the principles outlined in the EPA's herbicide strategy, which is intended to help herbicide registrations comply with the Endangered Species Act requirements. Get ready to aim for a great cause at the Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation's upcoming Sporting Clay Shoot at Powder Creek Shooting Park on Friday, November 22nd. Join us for a day of fun, camaraderie, and philanthropy as we support the End Hunger Program. Powder Creek Shooting Park, Kansas City's premier shotgun shooting facility, provides the perfect backdrop for an exhilarating day in the great outdoors. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a novice, this event welcomes participants of all skill levels. Enjoy a friendly competition while helping to raise funds for vital programs aimed at combating hunger in our communities. Sign up at kfb.org by November 15th. We look forward to seeing you at the shoot. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
On a recent trip to Ireland, our Airbnb host was shocked at how we'd packed our travel schedule and were planning to drive all over the island in a short time. Our approach was very American. We wanted to see a little bit of everything, like a travel sampler platter. We'd visit all the iconic and historical places on the must-see list. Over the 5 days we spent zipping around the island, it became clear that Morgan may have been right about us needing to slow down and try not to do so much. It didn't take long to learn that our group moved slow. We savored experiences and relished the present. When I stopped worrying about checking places off my list, it created space and freedom for us to enjoy the present. We still probably wouldn't meet Morgan's idea of the proper holiday, but we lived in the moment, appreciating the experiences happening now instead of worrying about the things we had to skip. This trip proved goals and ambition are great, but there are more important and enjoyable parts of life than exhausting your energy checking boxes.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.